challenge. Now get on your magic carpet ride or magic bus and come with us. Chapter 1. Back to the Beginning. Every story has a beginning. The early history of rock and roll music is as complex as a good guitar riff, and with just as many variations. From African-American blues musicians to the first electric guitar and the phrase rock and roll, rock became a revolutionary musical form for American youth and spread to people of all ages worldwide. But rock and roll continued to evolve. Who was the first band to play psychedelic rock? When and why did male rock stars start keeping long hair? Read on for the famous firsts in rock music. Why do we call it that? Where did the term rock and roll come from? The oldest known usage of the phrase depicts the movements of a ship at sea. Later, people used it to describe spiritual rapture in churches, the motion of a train, dancing, and sexual activity. Alan Freed was the first person to refer to a type of music as rock and roll in 1951. A disc jockey in Cleveland, Ohio, he played R&B songs on his late-night program, Moondog Rock and Roll Party. He felt that the phrase rock and roll aptly illustrated the beat of the music. Soon after this, still segregated America began to differentiate between rock and roll performed by whites and by African Americans, calling the latter rhythm and blues, or R&B. This distinction was fluid, however, and there has never been universal agreement on what is and what isn't rock and roll. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, for example, has inducted a number of artists that would have been called R&B in the 50s. The face of rock and roll. Most of the well-known rock musicians today are white, but the founders of rock and roll were not. In the 1989 film Great Balls of Fire, Jerry Lee Lewis stands outside an African-American club, watching Big Maybell perform Whole Lotta Shakin' Goin' On. We all know the rest. The song was one of his greatest hits. But Big Maybell, a black woman, performed it first in 1955. What we today call rock music emerged as a hybrid of country, blues, gospel, and jazz, among others, and the earliest performers of most of these genres were African Americans. Sister Rosetta Tharpe was a black woman who sang both gospel and rock. She accompanied herself on the electric guitar, shredding it as well as, if not better than, any male performer. It was uncommon for a woman to play the guitar in the 30s and 40s. Her 1963 performance in England was a huge influence on later British rock guitarists, including Eric Clapton and Keith Richards. Other black pioneers of rock and roll include Fats Domino, Ray Charles, Ike Turner, and Lloyd Price. The first rock and roll record. No one can agree on the first rock and roll record, probably because no one can agree on the borders of rock and roll. In 2004, Rolling Stone magazine claimed that Elvis Presley's That's All Right Mama was the first rock record. Others consider Bill Haley to be the first, who successfully synthesized R&B and country into rock to create Rock Around the Clock. Most music scholars today argue that neither of these artists produced the first rock and roll record. While Elvis released That's All Right Mama in 1954, one of his idols, Arthur Crudup, had recorded it in 1946. Other contenders for the title of first rock record include Gory Carter's Rock a While, 1949, Good Rockin' Tonight, recorded by both Roy Brown in 1947 and Wynonna Harris in 1948, and Sister Rosetta Tharpe's Strange Things Happening Every Day, recorded way back in 1944. Though the vote is far from unanimous, the song most commonly cited as the first rock record is Rocket 88 by Ike Turner. While most of us know